We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Lee Trebosik's in the studio and he just pulled out a cigarette lighter. If he goes for his tennis shoes, I'm diving. I'm going under the desk.
Lee Trebosik, our Talking Tuesday in studio guest, magician extraordinaire.
Good
Lee,
to be
welcome.
With you guys.
I got some magician music. Well, this is the best I could come up with. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Sounds very Eastern.
Sounds like Kung Fu, maybe.
I'm expecting Keith magic. Carradine to walk in the door at any particular moment. Hey, here would be a great thing for you to do.
What's that?
See if you can make Antonio Brown disappear.
Oh, we did that. That was a big request for quite a few weeks.
Yeah. Well, you finally did it.
Make Antonio disappear.
Can you make him disappear? So it's in the works.
It'll be official
you
tomorrow.
You did it. Good job. Yeah.
So, Lee, you're Pittsburgh true and true, but your footprint has expanded in the last few months, really globally, because you have this relationship with the Houdini family.
The Houdini family, yeah.
The Last Secrets.
Who would have thought?
No, I think that's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Well, let's take you back. A few years ago, you replicated Harry Houdini's great stunt in Pittsburgh, and thousands and thousands of people showed up for that.
That was a crazy day. That one was amazing.
But you prepared for that for a long time.
Yeah, that one took, it was in planning stages for 5 years. It took, from the day I saw the image that inspired me to recreate it,
right.
that black and white photo that was taken on November 6th, 1916. I discovered that photo in May of 2010, and I called Rick Seebeck and said, "Hey, what's all the details, the scoop on Houdini doing this stunt in Pittsburgh?" And of course, he knew so much about it.
Sure.
So I had gotten all that intel. I knew he told me the building, the location, the street corner, Wooden Liberty, and then the light bulb went over the head and was like, you know, I have a lot of time. I have almost 5 years if I were to do this idea, and that's what I did. Over the next couple of years, I had worked on that.
And basically, you're hanging upside down in a straitjacket, suspended by a crane, and the idea was to get out of the restraints.
Yes.
Now, is there a Wikipedia guide to getting out of Houdini's stunt thing? I mean, how do you learn that?
Well, I had been doing the straitjacket escape in my like stage act, you know, touring it around the country.
Right.
Always on 2 feet and on stages, though. Never inverted upside down and 100 feet up.
Oh, my.
So my experience of being in the straitjacket, I've had thousands of performances, but like I said, never hanging upside down. So when I wanted to transition to do this crazy idea and bring that idea to life, I had to put an inversion table in my house to be inverted so that the blood in your body,
you got to get acclimated to it.
Acclimated, yeah. So like I said, there is no guide to doing this thing. But obviously with Houdini, having him do it and create it and have all, I think he performed it like 60 some times around the world. And so there's magicians throughout the history of magic that have done similar things. So I had a little bit of a scrapbook of information to go off of, but to bring it all together on that day and have the people show up was a lot of work.
And it was that day that really lit your career on fire. I mean, you've been doing magic. I've seen you for years.
Oh yeah.
But that kind of took you to another level.
It
led to you meeting Houdini's family.
Well, that performance, after my feet were back on the ground and I was safe
and the blood was drained out of your
head. Soon after that the options and the requests had quadrupled very quickly, but then I was getting a lot of TV offers. I had different various projects and offers that were coming my way, and the one that made the most sense to me was when the Discovery had reached out with the show idea to do Houdini's Last Secrets, and it was I saw that as an incredible tie to what I had done in 16, and kind of like the stamp, the end cap, like I get to go and film a TV show with a Houdini. His name's George Hardine. He's the great-grandnephew of Harry Houdini.
Where'd you go to high school?
Baldwin. Baldwin
High
School.
That's right. Yeah. Baldwin. You and those Baldwin guys.
Uh-huh. Purple and white.
When did you know you had this talent for magic?
I was a 10-year-old kid. That's when I discovered it. Just became obsessed. Parents took me to the Carnegie Library in Homestead. I spent a lot of time there checking out books, reading, never returned those books. They're not part of my collection. I made those disappear. And then early on, I was always hanging out at the magic shop on the South Side when it was around, the Cuckoo's Nest, if you remember that place. And that's what really did it for me. It was that early on experience of performing and learning, and then it just snowballed. I did restaurants, every restaurant in Pittsburgh. I think I performed at one point.
Didn't you meet Lee somewhere, John?
That was Mike Super.
Oh, Mike. Oh, yeah. Love Mike. Yeah, I know Mike.
We're kind of a hotbed for magic here in Pittsburgh.
We are. We have a lot now.
And now this new Liberty Magic Theater. Tell us more about how that all got started.
Liberty Magic was kind of the dream. To have a theater in Pittsburgh dedicated to the art of magic was always like the end dream. You know, that would be amazing if we could bring that to fruition. It was like, but that's so rare. There's only, there's the Magic Castle in Hollywood, and that's pretty much it. That's where it stops.
Really?
Like, those places don't exist in the world. And, growing up in Pittsburgh, I'd always thought that would be a really cool to have something like that, a Magic Castle in Pittsburgh. And as doing magic in Pittsburgh for the last quite a few years, the Cultural Trust, had approached me and said, hey, we love what you're doing and we'd want to do more. And that's where the idea of, why don't we create a venue in the trust that can be dedicated to the art of magic, and we could give magic in Pittsburgh a home. Because what I was saying is that Cuckoo's Nest, like that magic shop that I grew up going to, that disappeared because of the Amazons that, take out those small little guys.
Sure.
So the magic, those little magic shops don't exist anymore around the country.
So do you have magicians contacting you and say, hey, I'd love to come and do a gig at your new shop?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I have a lot of guys contacting
really?
Me. Yeah.
Now they want you.
You said guys. Are women?
We're going to be bringing in a female magician or two. We actually have one lined up coming in.
Well, good. It's Women's History Month. Let's make that happen. All right, Lee. Meantime, a week from tomorrow at the Little Magic Theater, you have your new show, In Plain Sight.
In Plain Slight.
Slight.
See, slight. There's a.
Yeah, there you go.
I see what you did.
Put that little L right in there. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. I'm also dyslexic. Anyway, tell us about the show.
So, In Plain Slight is my stand-up comedy, illusion, magic, sleight of hand, mentalism, a little bit of everything. It's my hodgepodge. I like to call it my hodgepodge show. I took all my favorite magic that I've done on stages around the country or around the world, I'm tailoring it to Pittsburgh, and that show has been specifically created to run just at Liberty Magic. So I'll be performing that show in a given year. Right now I'm scheduled to do it eight weeks coming up on an 8-week run, so two straight months of that show at Liberty Magic, which is the old Arcade Comedy Theater, if you remember.
Yeah, it's a very small, intimate
venue. Yeah, yeah. It's not a big room. It's 66 seats.
Yeah.
It's tiered seating. It's state of the art.
So it's really close up and personal too.
It's not close up, because when you do it is close up, but the quote unquote definition of close up is like 20 people and under.
Well, like
right?
Your Hotel like 50, Monaco.
Like 52 up close, where that is so intimate, like you feel like you're on top of the performer.
Yeah, that's really
this
cool.
This room is a little bit bigger, so it has more of a parlor feel. So you, but you can. It's definitely going to be a great home for close-up magic too.
I see how you did that.
Liberty Magic Theater, Lee Terbosek in Plain Slight. Next Wednesday it starts. But while you're here, when we come back, you're going to do some radio magic.
I am. I'm going to give that a shot. We've done it before, though.
Pittsburgh magician Lee Terbosek, who has an international reputation now, Lee. And the big show with the new Liberty Magic Theater for you starts next Wednesday, right?
Oh, yeah. Been looking forward to it for quite some time now.
Do you like doing stuff right up close and personal where people can see your hands and
I love
watch
that.
Everything?
That's my preference, actually. I love the close-up feeling, the intimacy, being able to connect with an audience, see people's eyes.
And here's something you didn't know about, Lee. I just discovered. So we were talking about Johnny Carson.
Right.
Was a big man. He did magic,
and
too.
And he had a lot of great magicians on The Tonight Show.
And he had a teacher who was from Pittsburgh.
He was. Paul Gertner, the best. My mentor.
So you were
taught by the same guy as Johnny
Carson? I
was taught
by the same guy. That's right.
That's well, show us some of the things.
You want to do something?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So we'll do, I know this sounds crazy, we're going to do a card trick.
Okay.
A card
we're
trick
do
on
a
the
card
radio.
Trick
right.
on the radio.
Okay, all right.
Kind of hard to understand this, but we'll warm.
Those were the cards, by the way.
Well, yeah, these are the cards.
Okay.
That's incredible.
So we'll warm.
How do you do that?
Are they on a string?
No, I wish that would make it a little bit easier.
That's pretty cool.
No life right here.
Oh, my God.
What I can have you do, John, is I'm going to just run through the deck of cards, and you can just say stop anywhere you like.
Okay, stop.
Right there, I'll pick up. Doesn't matter where it is. We're going to just get a random card.
Okay.
King of Diamonds. Good.
All right.
King of Diamonds.
Diamonds.
What I'm going to do is, John, I'm going to have you actually just jot your name on this card.
We have Sharpie.
We know this is the card throughout the trick.
Okay.
All right. So
you just want me to put my name on it.
Yeah. John is putting his name on the King of Diamonds.
King of Diamonds, right?
How appropriate
is that?
J.S.
Good.
John Shumway.
That there. So we have the John Shumway, King of Diamonds. Right. I'm gonna let that dry for a second. And I want you to, what I'm gonna do with the card, your signed card.
Yes.
And
I see that.
I'm gonna be very fair about this.
Okay.
You can watch this. I'm gonna put a bend in the corner.
Well, that marks it.
I'm gonna just bending it. I'm just gonna bend the corner on the card.
Okay. All right.
And what that does, it's gonna start to weaken. All right. I'm gonna start to weaken that corner just a little, if I keep going back and forth.
Right.
And then what I should be able to do, once I get to a certain point, I'm going to start to take that corner, and I'm going to start to rip. I'm going to rip that corner off.
So much for this deck.
This card. And I'm going to leave it on just for the very last end, just that very last portion.
Right. You can see it by a thread.
It's just hanging by a thread. And then will you do me a favor, John? I'm going to come over. I just want you to pull that off.
You want me to pull? Okay.
Here we go.
All right. John's pulling the corner. Right. It's off now.
You want the piece back.
I'll take the corner.
All right.
Now here's what we're going to do. Watch the corner. Because I'm going to do your King of Diamonds from your card. I'm going to eat it.
Oh, my gosh. Huh? You are eating
it. This is breakfast to me.
And we, by the way, we're videotaping this.
He is
eating
the corner of the card.
Eating the corner of the card.
Yeah,
chew it up.
Is that good? What's it taste like? Chicken?
I'm gonna get the saliva going on it.
Oh, gosh.
And then here's what's cool. Now, John, I'm going to do this.
Did you just swallow that?
I'm going to. Hold on. There it goes. Yeah.
All right.
So
he just opened his mouth to make sure that we were aware of the fact that he has swallowed the corner of the King of Diamonds.
Okay.
All right. Now,
here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come over to you. I'm going to do this very fairly.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring this over to you.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Lee is giving.
Hold the card. Okay. I got it.
You see?
Okay.
I could say.
No, don't spit on it. Oh! Oh, he just put it in his mouth. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. No, come on. Really?
That's amazing.
Really?
The card is back. And it is
whole. It is now the King of Diamonds with a little bend in it, and it still has my name on it.
Is that corner back on?
The corner is back on. What do you got, super glue in your mouth or something?
How did you do that?
I'm not telling.
Oh, jeez.
But that's the kind of stuff that we're going to be doing, you know, in your face, you know, right on stage.
Come on, we got time for one more. You got something else?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is bizarre.
What else you got?
Now, that's a really cool souvenir, yeah?
It's a little soggy.
That's a really strange souvenir.
Yeah, that is.
Here, we'll try this.
Another card trick.
Just as they go by, just say stop anywhere you like.
Stop.
Right there. We'll get you that card right there. I'm just going to let you just peek at that. Let you peek at.
Okay.
Peek at
I got it.
Got it. We'll put it back in the deck. We don't even need the cards anymore. What I'm going to do.
What do you mean we don't need the cards?
We don't. We're just going to take. I have a wire, like just a wire,
yeah, that
right?
That is, yep.
And I have a lighter. A lighter.
Here we go. Here comes the lighter.
And a wire. So watch
That's not a fuse, right?
Watch the wire. And Larry, if you could just think of your card, if you think of it, and if I take the lighter, I start to heat up the metal, it'll start to bend a little bit, right?
Bending.
I can start to melt it a little bit, start to bend. And if you're thinking of your card, I can start to manipulate it and have it look like the wire is starting to bend into a little
oh my
heart.
God.
Into a little
it's
heart.
A heart.
Into
yes.
a little heart. And How if I take the that? Other end of the wire. Add a little bit of heat. And you keep thinking of the exact card, Larry. If you think of that exact card, I should be able to manipulate those angles.
And it's all because Larry's thinking of it.
Just right there. And if I can get it, you can see it starting to move. And just like that, I'm going to go with the, I've now molded into the seven of hearts.
That's it.
How did I do seven of hearts that you were thinking of?
That is
incredible.
And we have time for one more. Yeah. Give me one last thing here.
That's a dice.
I'll try this with, I have just a die. Take the die, and then all I need you to do. This is gonna sound. All you gotta do is just shake it up in your hand. You can roll it onto the table, but keep your hand over top.
Okay.
So I can't even see it now. Whatever number.
All right. Larry's got the die.
Okay.
Shake it up.
Whatever number is. So roll it on the thing.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no way Lee can see it.
Keep your hand over top of it.
All right.
There's no way. I can't see it either.
Look at the number that's on top.
I got it.
You got it.
Okay.
No way I can know that you're thinking of what number you're thinking. I can't even see over there.
No.
But you're concentrating on the number. Send me that number in your mind. Like right now. Oh, there it was. So you just sent me the number 3, didn't you? Did you send me 3?
Did he really? Oh, my.
I have no idea.
Wait, you want to give it a shot?
I want to see the die. Is it really all there?
Yeah, it's all there.
Is it legit?
Yeah.
Legit die?
Oh my gosh, it is a legit die.
You can roll it on the table. I won't look. Keep your hand over top of it. No, you can just peek in. Look at that number. You got it?
I got it.
You got it.
Yes.
There's no way I can know that you're thinking of it.
No, there is no way.
Good. So you sent me the number 1, didn't you? Did you send me a 1?
Jesus.
Do it again.
Yeah, it is 1.
It was a 1? Good.
All right. Yeah.
So do it again. So I can't see.
No, there's no way you can see.
Okay. Jeez. So think of that number right now. So you're thinking of that number?
Okay. Yep. Thinking of it.
Do you want to change? Do you want to change it?
No, I don't want to change it.
You want to stick with the number 3?
I have no idea.
How is he doing this?
Lee Terbosek, go see him in Plain Slight at Liberty Magic Theater starting next Wednesday. Lee, that's fantastic.
That's crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.